It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound. Limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Virginia isn't for one type of person. Virginia is for road trippers, are we there yetters, mountain hikers, and dock sitters because they're not active hikers, people who are kayakers, people who are not kayakers, campsite campers, and horseback riders. Wow, there's a lot to fit in here. Flatwater lovers, beach suntanners, hole-in-the-earth explorers, and Shenandoah Valleyers. Should I keep going here? Well, you get the idea, because Virginia is for all sorts of lovers. So come love it for yourself.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Today on an all-new Cold Case Files, we discuss the woman known as the Jeff Davis Eight, investigating the serial murders of a woman in a troubled Louisiana parish. So join us as we dive into this cold case.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we dive into the most horrific unsolved murders in history. From the Black Dahlia murder to the unsolved murder of the Lady of the Dunes. Join us every Tuesday on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. As always, we thank you for listening.
At first glance, Jennings, Louisiana appears to be just another sleepy village in Cajun country. Flat farmlands, dirt roads, rice fields, and crawfish ponds. Although officially a city, there are fewer than 10,000 residents, many of whom pursued decidedly rural hobbies in the surrounding swamps. But those swamps hold secrets, and in 2005, the residents began stumbling upon them. First was the discovery of 28-year-old Loretta Chasen Lewis. Apologies if I get these names wrong. Whose corpse was found by a fisherman in May 2005. Then less than a month later, a group of friends hunting for bullfrogs came across the body of Ernestine Patterson, 30 years old. Over the next 4 years, the victim list continued to grow, a new body showing up every few months. Kristen Gary Lopez, Whitney Dubois, Laconia Brown, Crystal Zeno, Brittany Gary, Nicole Gilroy. The sheriff's office in Jefferson Davis Parish quickly announced that they believed the murders to be the work of a serial killer, but others were less certain. Ethan Brown, a reporter who spent years investigating the Jefferson Davis 8 murders, says there's credible evidence to suggest that several offenders have blood on their hands and that the parish's own law enforcement may be implicated in the crimes. The Jennings 8, or the Jefferson Davis 8, had a lot in common. All of them were sex workers who abused drugs, notably crack cocaine, and many of them knew each other. Several of the victims turned tricks at the same cheap motel, but the Bedreau Inn, where police regularly made arrests. Brown admits, when discussing some of the connections between the town's murder victims, that some of it might be coincidence. Quote, it could be that it's a small town. But with eight victims emerging in such a condensed time, it strains credulity to imagine each death as an independent event. One of the strongest connections, Brown says he discovered in his investigation, was that all victims had worked as police informants. There's a really dangerous interplay with the victims as informants for the cops. According to him, one of the victims, Muggy Brown, told family members shortly before her death that she was working as an informant on murder cases. The officer said she was working for Michael Chenise and ended up being the one who found her body. The victim also seems to know they were in danger. The last victim died less than 2 weeks before her 27th birthday. She told her mother not to bother with a birthday cake, saying she wouldn't be alive for it. She added that the police were responsible for the other woman's deaths. The fact that Jefferson Davis 8 were all sex workers turned informants doesn't mean that all the suspects hail from law enforcement. A more obvious place to look might be the men who rub shoulders with the women in the small town's criminal underworld. Chief among them, Frankie Richard, pimp and drug dealer who worked with several other women. Richard claimed to mourn the deaths. Brown says there are several reasons to suspect Richard's direct involvement, particularly in the deaths of Whitney Dubois and Kristen Gary Lopez. Quote, he was one of the last people to be seen with Whitney, and Frankie has attempted to give alibis for his time that did not check out. Quote, on Kristen, very similarly, he's right there in Kristen's last days. Then there's the matter of a confession Richard allegedly made to another addict while on a drug rehab program, which Brown says was credible enough on its face to make local law enforcement track down the man for further questioning. Richard was later arrested for Lopez's murder, but was eventually let go due to lack of evidence. Still, other killings point to the Johns who hired the woman. On the night of Patterson's murder, she had sex with Byron Chad Jones, who had a lengthy, violent rap sheet, while Nixon waited outside. Nixon's wife, Lucinda Caggy, would later tell investigators that the two men came home that night with an enormous bloody garbage bag, and that her husband confessed that the two men were responsible for Patterson's slaying. Her body, like the others, was found in a swamp. Nixon and Jones were initially charged, but the DA eventually dropped the case. Like the rest of the Jennings 8, Patterson's case remains unprosecuted. It's an endemic problem that extends beyond the 8 women, revealing a parish with a significantly subpar record in solving murder. Jefferson Davis Parish has a homicide clearance rate of just under 7%. By comparison, the national is close to 62%. While ineffective police work isn't proof of corruption, the relationship between Jennings and law enforcement and the woman and the murdered woman raises eyebrows. Several of the women had clients in law enforcement. Loretta Lewis's cellmate told Brown that Chase and Lewis had a sexual relationship with warden Terry Guillory and that the pair had sex in the cell. According to Brown, a parish task force assigned to the case was informed by several witnesses that one of the parish's deputies, Danny Berry, regularly solicited prostitutes from his police car, including several of the victims. And then there's the theory that the case ties to Leonard Crochet, a drug dealer who was unarmed when he was shot and killed by an officer during a raid. Now, he's not as sure. Jason Lewis had been around the area, he says, but there's scant evidence that the others were there. For now, what the women did or did not know and who took their lives remains shrouded in a mystery, and the case has gone cold and is still unsolved. And that is our episode for this week's Cold Case Files. Let us know your thoughts on the case. What do you think happened in the Jefferson Davis 8? Do you think the police were involved? Send us a tweet at True Crime NS. Or find us on Facebook. Search True Crime Never Sleeps. Follow us on Facebook. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. Search True Crime Never Sleeps. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.